听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hi everyone, welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for joining us today. Well, imagine with me, if you will, just for a moment, what it might be like to be blind. Can you imagine not being able to see a movie, or to see a beautiful sunset, or to read a newspaper? Well, things are changing because there is some clever new software that is bringing the world of the web to the world of the blind. We're going to talk about this amazing technology in a moment, but first, let's look at the word monotonous, as in, my science teacher is so boring. His voice is monotonous, and his jokes are not funny. Sophisticated, as in, you wouldn't like this bookstore. There's nothing here for your sophisticated reading tastes. And prohibitively, houses in this valley are prohibitively expensive. Only the very wealthy can afford them. Well, friends, let's learn now about this amazing technology. We're on page 20. Join us for the reading now on line 1.
Web Anywhere. Clever new software brings the web to the world's blind. The Web Anywhere browser reads in a measured, monotonous voice, a bit like a robot from a science fiction movie. But this sophisticated new screen reading software could open up the internet to millions of blind people worldwide. Screen readers for blind computer users are nothing new, but they have been prohibitively expensive, costing around $1,000 US. Less than 1% of the world's 38 million blind people own this kind of software. Even users who can afford the high price often need to use the internet when they are at public computers where screen reading software isn't available.
Hi friends, I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea.
And today we're looking at an article about Web Anywhere, which is a new software, that helps blind people, or people who can't see, read the internet.
That's right, Web Anywhere. Now, according to our article, the Web Anywhere browser reads in a measured, monotonous tone. Now, that word monotonous means that there is no variety in the tone of your voice. It is very flat repetition. That word mono means one, tonus, tone, one, tone. And it even says that it sounds a bit like a robot from a science fiction movie.
A monotonous tone does usually sound something like a robot, a very flat tone.
That's right. Even though it sounds like a robot, it is still very, very sophisticated. This is another word bank word. Now, sophisticated means something that is highly developed, it is very advanced, and it takes a lot of skill to make something that is sophisticated. So this sophisticated software is helping people who are blind be able to read the internet.
That's right. Even though it is very sophisticated software, that means it's very complex, it still sounds like it's easy for people to use. So it was difficult to create, but it's easy to use.
That's right. So this new sophisticated software could open up the internet to millions of people who are blind. Now, open up is a phrasal verb, and it means make itself available to people who are blind. For the first time, they will be able to enjoy the internet like people who are able to see.
And our article says that screen readers for blind computer users are nothing new, which means they have had the technology around enough that it's nothing really new for blind people to be able to use the internet and to have the internet being read to them.
That's right. But in the past, according to our article, this equipment was prohibitively expensive. Prohibitively. Now, you might notice the word prohibit there. Prohibit means that something is not available. It's hard to get. It prevents you from getting something. So something that is prohibitively expensive is so expensive that it prevents you from buying it. So only a very small number of people were able to enjoy these screen readers because they were so expensive, costing around US $1,000.
That really is a lot of money.
Very for expensive.
A software on your computer,
yes,
to help you read the internet. But I can see why some people would spend that kind of money to be able to use the internet, even if they're blind. The article says that less than 1% of the world's 38 million blind people actually own this kind of expensive software. That's less than 380,000 people.
That is a very, very small number of people who are blind. Now, even if they had these screen readers on their computers, it was still hard to use the internet because when they left their home computer, most computers in public places did not have screen readers, so they could not use the internet outside of their own home, which made it very difficult.
That's right, and often I find myself needing the internet when I'm away from my home computer, away from my office computer. Maybe I'm downtown in the city and I need to check my email because I need to see what time I'm meeting somebody or something like that. I can see why this would be a problem for blind computer users.
That's right. Let's go ahead and go to chat room with Ken and Brandon and see what they have to say.
Hi friends, welcome to the chat room. We have a new teacher today. His name is Brandon. Hi Brandon, welcome to the chat room.
Hi, it's great to be here today and I look forward to chatting with you this year. So what should we talk about today?
Well, I noticed in today's article that the term browser is used. It seems that this word is used a lot when people are talking about the internet. Is that true?
Yes, that is true. When you log onto the internet, you are using an internet browser to access a web page. The browser is a tool that allows you to get information from the internet. In this case, the term browser is used as a noun.
Can a browser be a person?
Sure. A browser is also someone who browses.
So the word browse is also a verb.
That's right. To browse means that you are casually looking through something. For example, you may like to browse through magazines. I like to browse through the newspaper.
Okay, so when I pick up a magazine and I'm looking for something to read, then I might browse through the magazine to find an article that seems interesting to me?
Yes, you got it.
Browse 就是浏览，你看到一本杂志或者一份报纸，你也许会拿起来 browse， 就是随便的翻一翻，浏览，看看有没有什么有趣的文章。Browser 可以指浏览者或是 Internet browser, 网路浏览器。Can I browse through other things besides reading material?
Yes, the term is often used when people are shopping. If I am in a store and the clerk asks me if I need any help, then I may say that I am just browsing. This means that I am just looking at different items in the store and that I am not looking for anything specific.
And once you say that, the clerk will usually leave you alone.
That's right. So this is actually a very useful sentence when you go shopping. I'm just browsing.
So when teachers give students a reading assignment, do you suggest that students browse through the reading material?
Actually, it is a bad idea to browse through a reading assignment because students may not learn all of the important information that they need to learn from the assignment.
Okay, so it's okay to browse through a magazine or store, but not through the textbook.
That's right, Ken. Be sure that you know when to browse and when not to.
课本就不应该拿来 browse, 因为 browse 是很 casual, 漫无目的、漫不经心的翻阅。课本是要专心的读。另外，当我们去国外购物的时候，常常会遇到很热心的店员来招呼 Can I help you? 如果你不想要人家来打扰你，你可以说 No thanks, I'm just browsing. 我只是随便看看。听到这句话，店员一般就会 leave you alone.
Now is a good time to browse through our magazine as we take a break. Studio Classroom will be right back.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Studio Classroom Worldwide. Before the break, we were talking about an amazing invention. It's screen reading software for blind people.So that blind people can log on to the internet and the software actually reads the page for them. Pretty amazing. Imagine opening up the vast world of the internet to the world of the blind. What a great invention. We're going to continue right now, but first, let's look at the word impaired. As in, the little boy's speech is impaired, so he is very difficult to understand. The next word is accessible.As in, the lake is accessible to the public, and we can even rent a boat there. All right, friends, let's finish this lesson. We're on page 20. Please follow along in your magazines on line 15.
Web Anywhere. Web Anywhere is a browser that voices web pages for blind and visually impaired people.The software is free, and since it is an online application, it is available on any computer. The program was created by Jeffrey Bigham, a doctoral candidate in computer science at the University of Washington. Bigham says he was motivated to create Web Anywhere because web access is becoming increasingly vital to our lives. So far, the software has been a hit.Last year, Microsoft awarded its first Accessible Technology Achievement Award to Bigham for creating Web Anywhere. Blind users who have tried the software have been able to accomplish the kinds of tasks they might find useful when out and about. These include checking email, looking up bus schedules, and searching for restaurant information. This kind of access means more freedom for visually impaired people than anyone ever thought possible.
Now, according to our article, Web Anywhere is a browser that voices web pages. Now, that word browser means to browse or to look at something. And you might be familiar with browsers like Internet Explorer or Firefox. And this is a special internet browser that talks to people who are blind and it reads the internet pages for them, for both blind and visually impaired people. Now, Chip, what does it mean to be visually impaired?
Well, visually impaired, or to impair something, means to damage it or to weaken it. So someone who is visually impaired means that their vision has been damaged or is in some way weaker than normal. Not necessarily blind, where they cannot see anything, but they're visually impaired. My mother, actually, as you know, Chelsea, is visually impaired.
That's right. She would benefit very much from something like this.
That's right.
That's right. Now, here's the very good news about this software. This software is free. If you remember from earlier, we talked about other screen readers that have come out on the market, and those have been very expensive, and most people cannot afford them. But this is free, so that means it's available to anyone who is blind, andSince it is an online application, it is available on any computer. You can use your computer at home Or you can go out and use a computer at a coffee shop or a bookstore or anywhere else that they are available.
That's right. That really is a strong benefit to Web Anywhere, because usually these screen readers needed to be downloaded on your computer and they weren't everywhere. Here, you can access, a blind person can read the internet anywhere there is internet.
That's right. Now, someone very smart created this program. His name was Jeffrey Bingham. Now, Jeffrey Bingham was a doctoral candidate in computer science at the University of Washington. Now, that word doctoral candidate refers to a person who is studying to receive the highest degree that education gives, a doctorate degree. That does not mean that he is studying to become a doctor. You can receive your doctorate degree in any area of study, in education or law, any area of study. So Bingham received his doctorate degree in computer science.
That's right. And the article says that he was motivated to create Web Anywhere because web access is becoming increasingly vital to our lives. That word vital, maybe you've heard that word before, referring to vital organs. Vital is an adjective that refers to something that we cannot live without. So some of my vital organs are my brain and my heart. Those are vital to my body's life. So here he's saying that the internet is increasingly vital, more and more vital to our lives. And we really are more and more dependent on the internet.
We sure are. I know I use the internet every single day. Now, so far, this software has been a hit, says our article, or it's been very popular. In fact, it was so popular that last year, Microsoft awarded an award to this software. It was called the Accessible Technology Achievement Award. Chip, what does that word accessible mean?
Well, you might recognize the word access, the verb, to access something in the adjective accessible. So accessible means it's able to be accessed, or something that's easily accessible means that it's easy to access.
That's right. People who are blind or visually impaired have easy access. They can use a computer with the software anywhere they want and read and enjoy the internet. Now let's go to Liz and see what she has to say on Grammar on the Go.
Hello, friends. How are you all doing today? It's time for Grammar on the Go, and I'm Liz Archer. So why do I have all these computers around me? Well, the article we've been looking at is about special computer software, and I'm hoping to check it out later. But first, let's go over today's grammar tip, and here's the sentence. Blind users who have tried the software have been able to accomplish the kinds of tasks they might find useful when out and about. Believe it or not, this sentence is actually shortened. In other words, this sentence was originally longer. Blind users who have tried the software have been able to accomplish the kinds of tasks that they might find useful when they're out and about. This sentence is very wordy. Since the first part of the sentence is already full of information and is quite long, the adjective clause at the end of the sentence should be short, if possible. So, what are the tips for shortening an adjective clause? Let's go back to the adjective clause in today's sentence. They might find useful when out and about. It's actually made up of two parts. The first part is, they might find useful. It's a shortened way to say that they might find useful. So, here's tip number one. You can drop the connector that. Moving on to the second part, when out and about. It's a shortened way to say when they're out and about. And here's tip number two. Since the same they would have been mentioned twice, the second they can be dropped along with its be verb. That's it for today's grammar tip. This is Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
So Web Anywhere is a very useful software that now makes it possible for blind internet users to be able to use the internet when they're away from their home computer, when they're out of their home and walking about through town. Now they can check their email, look up a bus schedule, or search for restaurant information when they're out in town.
That's right. This kind of access gives more freedom to those who are blind and visually impaired. This is a great thing for them. Let's enjoy a skit now.
What is that measured, monotonous voice I hear?
It's my computer.
It sounds like a robot. Are you watching a science fiction movie?
No, I'm not watching anything. I'm blind.
Blind? Then how can you use a computer?
I have sophisticated screen reading software.
You mean your computer reads to you?
That's right.
Wow. That must be prohibitively expensive. Does it cost over $1,000?
No, this clever new software is free.
F-R-E-E, free?
Yes, and it's available on any computer.
That's convenient.
Yes, it sure is. It's opening the internet for millions of blind and visually impaired people all over the world.
That's amazing.
That's Anywhere Web. Now, if you'll excuse me, I have to check my email and the bus schedule. Then I'm going to look for a good restaurant.
Oh, do you want me to help you?
No, thanks. All those things are accessible to me here on the internet.
That's great. Wow, blind people have more freedom than I ever thought possible. Hey, let me know if you find a good restaurant.
Okay.
嗨，大家好，我是 Michelle。今天第一个重点，我们看 monotonous 这个形容词，注意它的重音是在 no 这个音节，念成 monotonous。mono 这个字首有单一的意思，所以 monotonous 是指单调的，或者是没有抑扬顿挫的。例如 ，The monotonous voice of the teacher made me sleepy。老师单调的声音让我昏昏欲睡。monotonous 也指无聊的或没有变化的。例如 ,she decided to leave her monotonous job. 她决定要辞掉这个无聊的工作。接下来我们看的是 prohibitively 这个副词。我们看到这个字里面有 prohibit, 禁止这个动词。所以 prohibitively 本来是指禁止的，在这里是指过度的或过分的。例如 ,to persuade this tough client is prohibitively difficult for such a rookie like him.对他一个菜鸟而言，要说服这个难搞的客户是过度的困难。或者是 The tickets of the concert of this band are prohibitively expensive. 这个乐团的演唱会门票贵得离谱。所以我们看的是 impaired 这个形容词，它原来是 impair 损伤或损害这个动词的过去分词，当形容词的时候是指受损的。例如The facility is designed to fit the needs of hearing impaired students. 这个机构是特别为了听障的学生设计的。或者是 The patient was diagnosed as mentally impaired. 这个病患被诊断为有智能方面的问题。And that concludes our language tips today. Keep up the good work and bye-bye.
Web Anywhere. Clever new software brings the web to the world's blind. The Web Anywhere browser reads in a measured, monotonous voice, a bit like a robot from a science fiction movie. But this sophisticated new screen reading software could open up the internet to millions of blind people worldwide. Screen readers for blind computer users are nothing new, but they have been prohibitively expensive.Costing around $1,000. Less than 1% of the world's 38 million blind people own this kind of software. Even users who can afford the high price often need to use the internet when they are at public computers where screen reading software isn't available. Web Anywhere is a browser that voices web pages for blind and visually impaired people. The software is free and...Since it is an online application, it is available on any computer. The program was created by Jeffrey Bigham a doctoral candidate in computer science at the University of Washington. Bigham says he was motivated to create Web Anywhere because web access is becoming increasingly vital to our lives. So far, the software has been a hit. Last year, Microsoft awarded its first Accessible Technology Achievement Award to Bigham for creating Web Anywhere. Blind users who have tried the software have been able to accomplish the kinds of tasks they might find useful when out and about. These include checking email, looking up bus schedules, and searching for restaurant information. This kind of access means more freedom for visually impaired people than anyone ever thought possible.
Well, friends, as always, we have some talk about it questions. Here's one for you and your friends to practice your English. Do you know anyone who could benefit from the Web Anywhere software? How would he or she find it useful? The next question is, in what ways could computers become more accessible to visually and hearing impaired users? Well, friends, we're out of time. We'll have another lesson for you here at Studio Classroom Worldwide. Until then, bye-bye, everyone. Have a great day.